crossed a lonely highway, paying for my sins. If heaven saw me at last Friday, I'm lying in it.
Amen. And Ben Stokes told the cricketer Marnus Labuschagne to shut the fuck up a few days ago. Amen. He's a gobshite, this cricketer. He's a little chatty bollocks, you know. Constantly chatting shit, never shuts up. I've been the opposite my whole life. Silent as much as I can, you know. I'm jealous of monks, apart from the haircuts, the clothes, and the sexual desires towards children. Take these paedophiles to go ape, by the way. Instant cure. Anyway, I was watching Marnus half drunk. I'm making another decision recently. This is what I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to do. More of a gobshite. For years, I've hardly said anything. This year, gobshites. I may be drunk, but I'm correct. I say stuff now. I took my daughter to the cinema the other day. There was these little fucking 10-year-old kids chatting in the cinema. Probably just been to Go Ape. Fucking high as a kite on Haribo. Chatting, making noises. I turned to them, shut the fuck up. Straight in. I have authority because now I have a moustache. They see the moustache. They smell the liquor. We better not fuck with this legend. Too right, little cunts. People constantly get away with shit because people don't call it out in the UK. Not in Australia. Not Marnus Labuschagne. He's never nasty about it. Sweet as a nut, but he never shuts up. He's like a kid. I miss my kids. Do you know how much I love my kids? I used to take them to centre parks. I used to take them to centre parks. Oh, man. Do you know what centre parks is? I'll sum it up for you. Has anyone been to a really lovely prison where you have to be there? That's Centre Parks. Would you like to take a shit, sir? That'll be £15, please. In one of our luxury, stinky log getaways. Ah, good man.